We're holding Tomer Dvorah, the 11th section of the first chapter, and we're going through the traits of the Ribon Shom based on the verse, the pasuk in Micha. And the 11th trait is described as Chesed l'Avraham, kindness to Avraham. And says Rav Moshe Cordoviro, Him nagim ba'olam lifnim mishurat adin. They are those who act in this world beyond the call of duty, k'Avraham Avinu, as Avraham Avinu did. Gam HaKadosh Baruch Hu mitneg imahem lifnim mishurat adin. And God deals with them beyond the call of duty as well. And this concept we know from the Mishnah in Pirkei Avot, right? Eino ma'amid imahem hadin al tokpo af lo b'derech hayosha. God doesn't stand up the justice with its might against them. God doesn't even go the straight path with them. Ela nichnas imahem lifnim min hayosha. God goes, so to speak, inward, beyond what the straight path would require. Kmo shehem mitnagin, just as they behave to others. V'hainu chesed l'Avraham, and that's what we say, that God, so to speak, dealt with Avram with chesed, with kindness. HaKadosh Baruch Hu mitnaheg b'midach chesed imotam shem kmo Avraham behanhagatam. God deals with those that are like Avram in their behavior, God deals with them with chesed. So Hashem says, if we go beyond the call of duty in our dealings with other people, so God goes beyond the call of duty in His dealings with us.
But so, what kind of things?
That's what
are
the pasuk.
You know, that Hashem is doing whatever.
Okay, let's take a simple example.
Whatever good things.
Where we bring cake to the classroom.
Yes.
Everyone's supposed to have a slice of cake.
Yes.
Right? And one person forgoes his slice. He sees that someone else is taking two, and he doesn't make an issue of it. So he could say, hey, wait a second, I'm entitled to the same piece. And he doesn't. He says, okay, a person has a roommate, and that roommate never takes out the garbage. So sometimes we think, hey, don't be a friar. Why should someone step all over me? And there's an aspect where that's true. But part of chesed is that I don't only think, what do I have coming? But I say, okay, he can have it. Think of Rivka. Rivka's a young girl. She's coming to the well that day, and there's this massive man coming to the well, him with all his servants. It's called Eliezer. He's the servant of Avram. Avram sent him out. He has a lot of wealth, he has a lot of servants, and this young girl comes and she's drawing water for her own family. And suddenly she sees a newcomer in town. He just came in. She doesn't say, well, he's got his servants, they can draw their own water. What does she do? She goes and draws water for him and for all his camels. And he says, ah, I see chesed. We'd say, ah, I see a friar. Right? That's what we'd say. What's she drawing water for all his camels? Imagine you come to a car wash and you tell the guy, I'll do all your wash. I'll vacuum your whole car for you. You don't have strength to vacuum your car. Wait till you have strength. Yeah.
Yeah, but he didn't ask her.
He didn't ask her, right? Okay. Let me ask you. You'll have a daughter. She's 3 years old. She has a lemonade stand. And she sees a motorcade coming into town. A guy walks out of a limo, and the guy has 15 people walking around him, all his henchmen. And she goes out and says, sir, can I offer you a free cup of lemonade? So you might say, very sharp, I'll give you a good tip. But I don't think you'd say, honey, that was great, I'm happy you gave him free lemonade. You'd say, no, you have your lemonade stand. If he wants his lemonade, let him pay. If he wants your services, let him pay. What are you offering him free lemonade for? You see, the guy's well off. That's what Eliezer was. He's coming to town with a motorcade. He's coming with a lot of laden camels. Who's going to think he needs her help to give him water? Yeah, he has everything, right? So you could say, well, if you're a sharp girl, so you'll be nice to him. But it seems like it was obvious that wasn't Rivka's intent. So chesed is to go beyond.
No, there's a difference between the previous example you gave of a roommate. This is a pre-established relationship where each of you has responsibilities.
Of course we have responsibilities. The whole idea of chesed is that I go beyond my responsibilities.
Nahon, but sometimes by going beyond my responsibilities to others, I weaken them, not strengthen them.
So That's another thing to consider. But you have to be on a pretty high level for that to be the real consideration.
It's blessed also, but isn't if someone, a brother and sister together, it's also blessed, no?
Okay.
Blessed can also be something, be the opposite.
Right, there's a discussion among the Rishonim what the word chesed means. Chesed is something that's off the straight path. Ordinarily, it's used for positive. The Gemara seems to say it's always used for positive, that even over there, there's an aspect where, whatever, the Torah says that when the world was created, God made it, that was their only option. So coming back to Rav Moshe Cordoviro. Hashem said, we describe Hashem as giving chesed to Avram. Avram, we know, gave chesed to others. And Hashem gives chesed to Avram. And the intent of the pasuk is Hashem gives chesed to those who go in Avram's footsteps, who also do chesed, who go beyond the call of duty. And I think the pivotal point in doing chesed is not being focused on what I have a right to, but being focused on what can I give. Gam Adam, and this is the key point, Rav Moshe Cordoviro always brings back the traits of Hashem to teach us what we're supposed to learn from them. Man too, im yot she'im kol adam yem itnaheg betzedek uviyosho u'mishpat im atovim v'chasidim tiyah nagato lifnim mishurat adin. Even though ordinarily a person has to treat other people in a just way, a person has to always go with what's right, with those that are good people, so then his actions should be beyond the call of duty. So Rav Moshe Cordoviro says, we're not expecting you necessarily to go beyond the call of duty with your roommate unless you consider him a good and kind person. He defines it that chesed is doing good with the good. Ve'im nishar ha'adam haya savnan k'tzat le'elu yoter v'yoter. And if ordinarily a person has some patience for other people, so to these people, to good people, to righteous people, he should have even more patience. And a person should have compassion over them to treat them beyond the call of duty, to go beyond the way he would treat other people. And a person is required that these people, people who are good, people who are chassidim, should be important before him. He should give them extra importance, and he should be extra fond of them. And they should be the people with whom he mingles. So what we saw today is that the 11th trait is that Hashem gives kindness to those who act in kindness. Those that go beyond the call of duty, Hashem goes with them beyond the call of duty. Now we're supposed to derive from that that our behavior, just as Hashem goes beyond the call of duty with those who themselves go beyond the call of duty, we too are supposed to go beyond the call of duty with those who go beyond the call of duty. But not... Rav Moshe Cordoviro is not saying what we said initially, to have chesed for everyone. He's saying this trait teaches us to have chesed with those who do chesed. What we discussed is a different point, but that's not what he's saying. Just 1 second, Yeshua is waiting. Sorry. Yeah.
There's a paradox, no? I can only go above the call of duty with those who go above the call of duty. But if someone has to initially go above the call of duty, someone doesn't deserve it. Otherwise, you never have been going above the call of duty. Therefore, never causing...
So I don't think Rav Moshe Cordoviro is going to preclude doing chesed to strangers or to ordinary people. I think he's saying that this specific trait, that Hashem does chesed with those who do chesed, teaches us also to have extra chesed for those who do chesed. But of course we're supposed to do chesed with every person. Chesed is for everyone. Chesed isn't just for people who do chesed. He means to say, just as Hashem goes beyond the ordinary chesed for people who go beyond the ordinary chesed, so too we're supposed to treat them that way. And this is an important point. Sometimes the people who do the most good things get the hardest rap. A person could be madrich, where he's spending day and night helping other people, and a lot of people will hold it against him. Why didn't you get me this better room? Why didn't you organize this for me, that for me? Specifically, the people who do things for others can sometimes be not only least appreciated, but also looked at askance. So he's telling us, wait a second, notice, if a person is doing chesed, then you have to go beyond the call of duty for that person. It's very easy to make mistakes in this area. Very often people will look at an organization and say, well, why don't they do this better? Why don't they do this differently? And the answer to that is, well, why don't you see the good that they do? He's stressing to us chesed l'Avraham, to do kindness with those who do kindness. Obviously, kindness is also done for those who don't do kindness, but beyond the call of duty, beyond the regular chesed, for those who do beyond the regular chesed.
So there are two madrigals in chesed. It's like the
Stam
chesed and the chesed l'Avraham,
which is even higher level. I think so. I mean, the Torah commands us to do all kinds of chesed, be it tzedakah, be it other chesed, azov ta'azov mimo, kitreso na'acha. Torah says, you see your enemy, you see a guy who's doing averos and you've told him he shouldn't do it and he's still doing it. This guy was eating chazer on Yom Kippur, and you told him, don't eat chazer on Yom Kippur. And he said, I want to. And then you see him the next day going, and his donkey is suffering under the load, and the Torah says, help him unload the donkey. That's not necessarily a person who's doing extra chesed, and yet we have a mitzvah to help him out for free. So, you see, the Torah keeps giving us mitzvahs of chesed. And that's to every person. There's a specific chesed l'Avraham. Yeah?
Perhaps share a thought in Yosef's question, right?
I'm with you.
In terms of that psychology, why would you want to focus on doing chesed for those who already do chesed? Perhaps this might be one of the reasons. If you want to create the maximum amount of chesed in the world, by doing chesed for those who already do chesed, inspiring good people to do more chesed, and perhaps it's like, I don't know if it's a good metaphor, but the example is when Rabbi Lubavitch has like his shliachim, and if a person is doing chesed for those who do chesed, like he's creating more shliachim, or like we go to guys, those people are able to go out and do more kindness for those people who are doing less chesed. That way you maximize the amount of chesed.
Okay.